Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Nobody knows this better than my friend Eagle Shirley. Mm-hmm. Shirley, the fans got under the skin of the Yankees last night. You like that?
Shirley fell.
Oh, no, Jack.
Ladies and gentlemen, Eagle Shirley has fallen asleep.
This is awesome.
The legendary caller.
Yep. Sleep, little Shirley, don't have a care.
We're back, Marks and Reese, commercial-free here for almost an hour. Great time to get in. It's a Friday, everybody. Welcome to the weekend. 215-592-9494. Eagle Shirley, yes, called the morning show this morning. And maybe she was up late. You know, maybe she was a tough night's sleep. But she joins us right now. Eagle Shirley.
Angelo normally gets to her right away.
Yes.
Hey, family. That's my first time hearing it. Oh, my God. That's embarrassing.
So, Shirley, how long before you woke up and you realized that, did you even know right away that you were on the air? Or did you just wake up and be like, oh.
Listen, the last thing I remember was Angelo saying Eagle Shirley coming up next. And then they went to a commercial. And I'm like, let me just lay here for a second. And then I heard, Shirley, Shirley, Shirley. It was Joe. I jumped. I was like, huh? What? I'm like, oh, man, what happened? He was like, oh, you were snoring. I'm like, oh, my goodness. No, y'all didn't do that.
So what happened? They put you on hold and then Wechter screamed at you?
That's how I woke up. Oh, my goodness. Listen, you know how you like, you know how a commercial come on? You like, all right, I'm just going to relax for a second.
Close your eyes for a second.
Close your eyes for a second.
That's exactly what happened. Like, I was listening on hold and everything. I'm like, oh, they're going to a commercial. But right. But my phone was going off and people was texting me. People was calling me. I ain't hear none of that. They were like, Shirley, wake up. Like people try to call me and text me. I'm like, oh, my goodness. I'm like, I ain't going to never get a husband. Like,
oh, no, you're good.
No, I'm joking.
You're funny, Shirley.
I miss you all. How your family's doing?
We're hanging in there.
You know, when we get a chance, John and myself, when we catch the morning show, you know, we get a chance to hear you
holding down the
fan base. Yeah.
That's a definitely call out. Because the other day I was like, you know what? I'm off work early. I've been working really late. I'll tell you about what I'm doing a little later. But I've been working a little, you know, a lot of late hours and stuff, trying to play catch up with this COVID stuff. Working with the city in the COVID containment division, so it's 24 hours. It's just nonstop. The work is a lot. So, but other than that, it's just been busy, like staying home, like doing everything you're supposed to be doing, wearing your mask. I'm constantly washing my hands. Oh my goodness.
Me too.
But sports. Listen, let me tell you. I was so upset at what happened this morning because I was excited to talk about the Flyers. I ain't get a chance to talk.
So you never get a chance to actually do your phone call because you fell asleep and it became about that?
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Like, but watching, I can't believe from watching the Phillies, I don't know what happened to them yesterday, but I felt a little bit of a spark, and I don't know if it was because of the fans. And I did not know there was fans outside. I thought it was being piped in. And I was like, they piping in booze? They really trying to, like,
No, that wasn't, and mm-hmm. Shirley, we actually have a couple of the Fandemic crew on the line right now. Yeah. They're going to come up after you. Listen, I know JT Realmuto, they appreciated it. The players appreciated
fans,
it.
Fans, let me tell y'all something. Y'all top rate. Y'all are the top rated fans all day long. You ride your team. You support your team. Y'all better go out there, make sure y'all safe. Make sure y'all protect it, but make sure y'all go out there and let them hear Philly, baby. I'm right behind y'all. I hope I'm pumping you up. I love y'all. I'm excited for y'all. Do it for everybody that can't come out there and do it. Oh, man, I'm ready to come down there myself, baby.
Give me one, Shirley. Give us one.
A-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles all day long. We got the Phillies, the Flyers, and the Sixers. Come on, baby, let's do it. I love you, Marcy. I love you, Reese. I love you. God bless.
She's the best.
Yeah, she is, Eagle
That's
Shirley.
That's the phone call she deserved to have this morning.
Yep.
But she fell asleep and couldn't have that phone call. Come on, man.
Think about it, Ike. If she doesn't fall asleep on the phone this morning,
yes.
Right, we don't hear that. We don't get a chance to play it. And she doesn't call in, and we don't have that beautiful moment right there.
So thanks for help with the content today, Eagle Shirley.
Yeah, fall asleep more often, actually. All right, so Ike, yes. Making national news yesterday and last night was our own Fandemic crew with Aaron Boone goes out complaining to the umpires about the air horn that was going on.
My good buddy Aaron Boone, my good buddy.
Yeah, you guys are buddies, that's right. Mm-hmm. Am I friends with him? I took a picture with him.
This guy.
this guy.
Listen, he had more to drink than me at that point, so I don't know what he was saying. All right, so we have Brett from the Fandemic crew, and we have Oscar both on the line at the same time. Guys, what's up?
What's going on, guys?
How you doing?
We're good. So I figured at some point you guys were going to make some kind of news, right? And it was really, like, I saw some tweets saying, like, hey, yeah, these guys are out there cheering. And it's like, and I responded back. I'm like, well, that is the Fandemic crew. They called us earlier today. So, Brett, let's start with you. So is this the first time you used the air horns the other night with Aaron Boone, or have you been using these?
No, we've been using those. When we started out, we were just kind of out there watching the games. We had a Phillies executive come out, and he told us, you know, we need to make some more noise because the Marlins bullpen had a horn. They had, like, one of those, like, whir-type horns.
Right.
So I was like, yo, I got this big cowbell I could bring in Oscar. He's on action. He's like, yo, I got these air horns. So we've been using the bell and the air horns.
So you just
doubleheader was the first time we had those. I don't know. Oscar, we have them before that?
No, it was a doubleheader.
Doubleheader was the first time.
So
Brett, I was actually listening on the radio when Aaron Boone came out to the mound, and I heard Scott in L.A. almost tell you guys, like, hey, Aaron Boone's out there complaining about you guys right now. Is that when you heard it too?
Yeah, you know, what happened was we were playing around. We were between pitches and stuff. And Oscar's like, yo, man, you know, like, yo, I think they're complaining about us. And somebody said, yo, I think Salisbury, somebody tweeted that, you know, that's what's going on. So, yeah, we knew pretty much right away. So then we put the air horn down to see how, you know, Boone's a baby or whatever.
And Oscar, are you guys worried about – now, did the Phillies talk to you after this and say that you can't be using the air horn? Have you had any additional conversations with the Phillies?
No, we had no conversation with the Phillies. Actually, the Phillies, even before the blowhorn incident, the Phillies been a class act, man. They've been taking care of us with opening night T-shirts, headbands, baseballs from batting practice. This real class act organization.
Yeah, I don't think this would be good if the Phillies somehow tried to interfere with this. Baseball needs to just leave it alone. I mean, listen, you got fans that love being out supporting their team, and fans can't go to games right now. So having a group of fans outside of a stadium there to support their team, like, are you kidding me? Are we going to try to move these guys away from doing this? It would be, to me, not a good look for baseball itself. Let you guys go out there and support your team the best way you can. You're not interfering with anybody. You're not interfering with the game. You're loud. We appreciate it as fans. So what? The Yankees don't like it. Keep doing
it. Yes, yeah. And then,
real quick, another thing, too. I heard that the creepy old man from the morning show is worried about our social distancing and what have you. I'll let you guys know that we have soap. We have masks for everybody. Somebody comes out masked, we tell them, you know, put on a mask or go over there.
Okay. So, well, we appreciate that too. That you guys are practicing safety protocols.
Now, I'll ask Brett. Have you had more people join the group since you started it?
Well, we had a little bit of a downtick. Open night there was some, but it seemed to pick up a little bit last night. I think because it's been on social media a little bit. You know, there's never more than like 12, 15 people. We get a lot of people that like show up for like half an inning or an inning, or you know, they come and take a picture,
come and say hi,
mm-hmm. and they, you know, roll on with their lives.
Very cool. So, Oscar, you guys are headed down there. You'll be there tonight?
We'll be there tonight, and I just want to let anybody know, you know, we don't want no knuckleheads going up there, not practicing social distancing. We have hand sanitizer. We have masks. Keep your distance, and let's keep this going.
And where do they meet you guys? Tell everybody how they can get you down there.
You could just meet us right there on South 10th Street and Philly Drive.
There you go.
Right there. Guys, awesome.
Keep up the good work, fellas. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks for having us on, man.
Yeah. No doubt.
Thanks, Brett. Thanks, Oscar. Appreciate it. There you go.
Yeah. You know, fans already are being told they can't go and see teams this year. Like, this isn't something baseball needs to interfere with, and I'm glad the Phillies didn't, because this would turn out as a bad look to me. You go out there and tell these guys.
It's a great story.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's fans. Like, give me a break here. Like, seriously, give me a break here. Like, give me a break. It's fans coming out. It's not like it's 100 fans out there. You got a handful of people out there that are sticking around for the majority of the game. So what? They have a blowhorn. Give me a break. You're playing bad music half the damn game.
And
half of this walk-up music is bad music.
And, Ike, they were very clear about the social distancing and the mask wearing, and they have sanitizer to give out if needed. So as long as everybody's doing that, let the fans be down there. Crying out loud. All right, very good.
Yeah, people always want to find something to complain about.
We love the complaint.
I mean, God, when people are enjoying themselves and having fun, somebody wants to complain that they're out there having too much fun.
Well, that's your friend, Aaron Boone.
Okay.
You got to text him or something. Be like, hey, man, that's not cool. Today's broadcast brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. If you want to join one of the greatest teams in the area, then check out Chickies and Pete's. They're looking for new team members. You can apply at chickiesandpete's.com. Our Twitter question today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is offering 5 years of no interest for all diamond rings purchased in August. Shop local. Buy her the ring you want now. Details are at marks-jewelers.com. Let's put up a new one, Jack. Today's Mike Trout's birthday. You're another friend of yours, Ike.
Yep.
Mike Trout's birthday today.
Mm-hmm. Did I just say a picture of Mike Trout's daughter on Twitter?
Yeah, I mean, it did come the other day.
Okay.
So they already got one out there?
She did come the other day.
Yeah. Well, the baby did.
Yeah, she. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a girl. It's a girl. Is what he's saying. Yeah, you called it, didn't you say it?
He said it came the other day.
Yeah, it's a girl.
The one with no kids, yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Well, I wasn't sure. I didn't know if it was a boy or girl.
Girl.
Baby girl.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Mike Trout is 29 years old today. Jack Fritz asked us pre-show if we still feel that Mike Trout is a Philly guy.
Mike Trout is 29?
Yep.
Wow.
I mean, Jesus, right? He feels like he's been the best in the league for...
Yeah, how long has he been in baseball? 10 years?
What was his first year?
He got brought up in 2012.
Yeah, 12.
Okay, so 9. Okay.
Jeez,
wow.
Man. Wow.
Yeah.
Philly guy status still?
Yes.
Jack thinks he's a fraud.
No, he's not a Philly guy.
No, he made the best decision he could make, man.
All I'm saying is I was heartbroken when I saw the news that he was re-signing with the Yankees.
He never had an intention to play here, Jack.
Yeah. I don't care.
No, check this out. How about the owner would have never had any intention of signing Mike Trout after he signed Bryce Harper? Guy doesn't want to pay for, go anywhere near luxury tax. He's going to give that type of contract to another player?
Well, maybe Trout.
Maybe for Trout. For Trouty.
Would he?
A Philly guy.
I don't think he would.
At Mark's Reese WIP, is Mike Trout a Philly guy?
Yes, he is.
All right.
He'll still be at Eagles games. He's a season ticket holder.
Yes.
I'm just glad he didn't get it.
And he follows me on Twitter.
I know.
You guys are friends.
He hasn't unfollowed you?
Nope.
All right.
Mark's
not like some people.
Yeah, I agree with you. I've had some notable athletes in town unfollow me. Former athletes unfollow me.
Donovan here.
And it's certainly not for my etiquette on Twitter, because I'm not offensive on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
right? I'm offensive on the air, I guess, because that's why these people are unfollowing me.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, we agree on that.
Or just the fact that our show tweets out a lot of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, there's a...
Yeah, and stuff that comes out from our Twitter account, people just assume...
That we're associated.
Yeah, of course. Yes.
And they don't want to unfollow you because you're like Reese, and
well,
they want to unfollow me.
Some people do.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
But notable Eagle players probably would choose not to do that because of your affiliation with the Eagles.
Damn right.
Like, I have a notable member of the defense that blocked me on Twitter.
Listen, here's the thing. Unfollowing me or classifying me as somebody that isn't an ally of yours is the wrong thing to do. That's the wrong thing to do.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, don't make me an enemy of yours. Yeah.
Hey, with me, it doesn't matter.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm not gonna mention who blocked me or who unfollowed me. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, don't do it.
I wouldn't do that. Fletcher Cox too.
I knew he couldn't help it.
Fletcher Cox too. He blocked me. That's been for a while now. I don't even know when it happened.
Right.
Well, actually, I have an idea that when it happened, but it wasn't because of me. It was because of somebody that I was working with.
I remember that.
But yeah, he was very unhappy.
Mark, I remember that, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. Yep. Mark's in another lifetime is when it happened. Mark Sinarise on 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia broadcasting from the Tasty Cake Studios. But I won't mention who unfollowed me from the team that used to follow me. I wouldn't do that, Lane Johnson. Former Eagles. I wouldn't say right. What former Eagles unfollowed me. All right, I'll stop there.
All right.
Back to the phones. We have John in Bryn Mawr. John, how are you?
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
What's up, buddy?
What's up, John?
You guys can definitely get on the Flyers bandwagon. There's more than enough room. They're exciting to watch. And they might be like a year ahead of schedule. But
that makes
sense. I could definitely see them going far in the playoffs. I'm not sure to the cup yet, but, you know, definitely far.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, because John, a lot of times, like, you look at the 07 Phillies, that was just, like, the first year. And actually, I think people were surprised in 08 based on kind of what they did in 07. Normally, win a series, win another series, and then you go there. But Eagles in 17 just kind of won it out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Maybe the Flyers can do that this year.
Yeah, I like your parallel with the Phillies there. That makes a lot of sense. And Fletcher, the current GM's done a really good job getting free agents. Where they first got Kevin Hayes, I had honestly never really heard of him, and I'm thinking, oh, geez, this is going to be another, you know, scrub guy. But he's been awesome.
I'm seeing a lot of people that are kind of taking back what they said about him in the contract, because the contract looked like it was way too much. But like just looking at this team from just starting to get to know it, it seems like they have a really good mix of the veterans that they brought in and then the young homegrown players.
Yeah. I mean, Carter Hart. I mean, he's 21 going on 35. He's so mature. He's kind of like he's very economical in the net. Like, he doesn't, like, overplay things. And, I mean, if you put Carter Hart's head on Joel Embiid's body, oh, my God, he'd be, you know, the best player in the league.
Mm-hmm. That's
but,
good.
But I digress. But the Sixers, I'm not quite sure. Yeah, that's just, I don't know what's going to happen there. It does not look good.
No, it's over in five games.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
What about the moment that you were happy or you were proud to be a Philadelphian?
Actually, I was alive, but I don't remember because I was too young. I'll say when the Flyers beat the Soviets they were the only NHL team to beat the Soviets.
It's a great answer.
Yeah,
appreciate it, John. Good. Yeah, I mean the Broad Street Bullies bullied the Russian national team, which beat up on everybody. Obviously, I'm not old enough to have seen it or remember it, but I've seen that mentioned a bunch of times on Twitter.
Love it.
So that's a good one. Let's go to got Rob in Williamstown. Robert, go ahead.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Rob?
What's up, Rob?
About the Flyers bandwagon. Marks, I'm iffy about you. Ike, you're definitely on.
Why is that? Why?
Well, you know why? A handful of months ago, I can remember Flyers calling Carr, making a phone call in. You scoffed at him and said, "We don't talk about Flyers at this hour." aside from that,
I mean, what you're saying is probably not wrong, but not in the manner that you said it, right? Here's the thing about talking Flyers, man. Is it's tough to do because when you get too deep into it, there's just not enough people that it translates to, you know what I mean? So that's why in this town, it's bandwagon Flyers, and it starts at the playoffs, and that's kind of what
I'm
it
sympathetic.
Is.
Sympathetic towards that, but Mark, so I'll still throw a feather in your cap anyway.
All right.
I actually am curious to see what the Sixers do without Benny Boyd there.
Yeah, me too.
I actually am interested to see what Embiid's capable of doing when he can legitimately put the team on his back. This is going to really say a lot for him.
in my opinion. I do think, obviously, they're a better team with Ben than without, but it'll be interesting to watch. I'm definitely curious to see that.
Mm. What's the proud moment, Rob?
I got to say, it's not one specific moment. There's so many, to be honest with you. But that generation when Andy Reid came in with that Eagles generation, really defined football. I know you can
Pretty good, man. Oh, man, that was awesome ball there.
Whatever happened, Dyke Reese?
Awesome ball there, man.
So the 76ers play tonight. Al Horford's in the starting lineup. So there was a lot of talk at how they replaced Ben Simmons. Horford is in the lineup.
Yeah, I expect it.
Yeah, I don't think that's the right move, actually.
Well, I was trying to think, who, if they didn't go Horford, I'm trying to figure out who the hell would they put there? Korkmaz?
If you want to surround and beat with shooters and give you the best chance,
go with Korkmaz.
Probably Korkmaz. And just try to create that.
Yeah.
Like,
well, no, here's the thing. Yeah, try to sell to Al Horford. He can't start even with Ben being injured.
Only 3 more years of that contract.
Right, but
yeah, he has an ego, too. Yeah, he's got to sit on the bench while Korkmaz starts.
Yeah, but you know that over time, this like the sixth man that plays 35,
it's like
30,
a Manu,
35 minutes.
Manu Ginobili, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I'm with you. Like Lou Williams, like these guys play starter minutes.
Sure, yeah. That's more or less with, like, Horford's good at 30 minutes a game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He doesn't need to be 35, 38.
And it's probably better when he and Embiid are separated.
Correct.
Well, now I'm assuming they're going to have – like, Horford would at least take that jump shot.
Well, and that's the other thing.
Yeah,
is
he'll take that shot.
When he's hit his threes, he's valuable.
Yeah.
And that's what they're going to need.
I just don't need Al Horford shooting 8 3-pointers in a game.
Well, I mean, frankly,
wasn't it one game he shot like 8 or 9 3-pointers in a game?
Yeah, he's like Kyle Korver.
Yeah, I don't need that.
No.
Although it is looking pretty good down there in the bubble.
Listen, man, I don't – this bubble has been strange, and would it surprise you if – somebody like Portland won the NBA title?
They're hot,
like,
brother.
This bubble has been strange, man. You don't have a home crowd to rely on to pick your energy up, nor do you have that as an advantage over a lesser opponent.
No, I agree with you that if anything out of the ordinary is ever going to happen in the NBA, this is the year, right? Yeah, this is the year. This is a year where a 4 seed could do something. You mentioned the Trailblazers. They look great.
Yep.
The Thunder, maybe the Oklahoma City Thunder. They might jump out.
They look good in the bubble, right?
Yeah.
A lot of good bubble teams.
I mean, Phoenix is 4-0.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, but they're 4-0. I mean,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Does that happen in the regular season?
Like,
no.
You get hot in the bubble, who knows what'll happen? I mean, that goes to your point about the Sixers could be better without Ben.
You never know.
Yeah.
You never know. All right, back to the phones. We have – well, let's get – look who's back, Ike. We haven't talked to him in a really long time. Herb in Northeast Philly. Herbert!
Herb!
What's happening, my boy?
What's up, Herb?
Hey, listen. I want you, Ike, to tell that girl, Shirley. I hope she's listening.
That lady or woman? Woman.
I'm paying for her trip. We're going to take her to Las Vegas. The Eagles played the Raiders out there 2022.
Oh, you trying to get a date? You trying to get hooked up? Oh, I just called on to this, Herb, because she said she wouldn't be able to find a man,
and Herb just called in. You
just took your shot. You shot your shot, player. I like that.
Yeah, 2021 they play next year.
You're going to Vegas.
I just got done. I just came from Oxford, PA. You know, that's an hour up, hour back.
Now let me give you a little bit of a little history on Eagle Shirley now, Herb, because you want to go to Vegas. And I know in your head what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. But Shirley don't roll like that. Shirley's a Christian. She goes to church every Sunday. So going to Vegas, I just want you to know, unless you plan on staying in the hotel the whole time and going straight to the game, I don't know if Shirley does casinos. She doesn't drink. And ain't no hanky-panky going down in Vegas, Herb. You're gonna change your mind,
brother.
Did you change your mind?
No, he's just ignoring what you said.
Oh, okay.
So what were you doing? Who were you driving to Oxford, PA, Herb?
I just took a guy that's actually from Florida. Flew up when I went to go see his girlfriend. He's going to be a doctor, but he actually lives in Orlando or something. He works down there, and
that's dynamite.
What are you doing, Uber driving?
24 hours, yeah. Joe Johnny. 24 hours round trip on Frontier Airlines.
Is that right?
He paid 80 for the ride. He paid more money to Lyft for the ride, $80, and
than he did for the flight.
Tipped me 15. Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, so, I wouldn't be shocked if they don't allow passengers to ride in the cockpit and in the co-pilot seat for prices now, just to get people to fly.
Hey, Ike, I'm down at the airport at Lehman's Tavern on 420. Man, you got to get together. I'm going to treat you to a steak one of these nights down here. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, I'm all for that. No.
Herb, hang on a second. Jack's going to give you Ike's cell phone number. You can call him personally.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. You got it, Jack.
All right, Herb.
888-592.
Nope, not the number.
That's not the number anymore?
Nope. No, it's not. 215-592.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, that's the thing with Frontier Airlines. I have flown with them before.
I've used Frontier before.
The problem is, like, that's for the ticket. You got to pay extra money to even walk in, right? And they charge you for everything.
Yeah, and there's no Wi-Fi.
I mean, you can't have that. But, you can't even
I'm thinking of Southwest.
Plain Wi-Fi sucks anyway.
Yeah,
but it still works.
But if you got a long flight, you need Wi-Fi.
Yes, if it's a California flight, Florida's just long enough. If you go down the Clearwater, that's long enough to where it's 2 hours and 30 minutes or something.
Yeah.
You need Wi-Fi for that. I need
a plane movie. Yes,
yes, but Frontier, you have to pay to bring. I think you have to pay to bring on a bag, not even to check a bag, to bring on a carry-on.
Yeah, they hit you with all the extra.
How is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I'll just fly with a regular airline, so I don't have to worry about that crap.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Let's go to, let's tell you about Guided Door and Window and their big summer sales event. 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDE or visit GUIDA.com. Let's go to Chris in Pennsauken. Chris.
What's up, boys?
Christopher.
What's up, Chris?
Aaron needs to talk to his father, man. Aaron needs to go buy a set complaining about a air horn. Come on, man. Your dad was a catcher here, man. You know what I'm saying?
Seriously.
Yeah, really.
That's crazy. We didn't go to the Flyers growing up because we were, poor. Not poor, but we ate a lot of leftovers.
Right.
My dad was proud to load us all up in the Chryslers with the windows up, no seatbelt, firing up his cool, smoke, you couldn't even see your brother. Right? And he'd take us to the Firebird and try to sell us it was a professional hockey team.
Where'd they play, the Civic Center?
No, they played down at the Spectrum odd nights, like on Wednesday night at like 6:45.
Got
you. He tried to sell it to you as professional hockey?
Yeah, he's like, look, he's going to be a Flyer one day. I'm like, Dad, he's like 80. You better smoke another cool. How about they used to smoke at those games, man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude sitting next to me, I'm like 8.
Chris, listen, I remember seeing a Sixers game in the 80s where you could smoke in your seats.
Put it this way. We did have tickets. My mom's boyfriend had tickets, season tickets to the Sixers. So we used to go all the time. And I went all the time because my brother and sister didn't like him because he was dating my mom. I'm like, yo, man, I'm going to the Sixers for free. He's got a 76 Corvette, brown, bad color. But it jumped back. Yeah,
that's a bad color.
Right? So we're in there, and he goes, his name is Dennis. He ain't around no more. He said, don't tell your mom. I go, why? He goes, that don't smell like my mom's Kent. He goes, that's reefer. They smoke weed in there, dude. I was like 12. There was some... Just good old job 1.5 and some homegrown.
Oh, man.
Wow, you're funny.
That's priceless, Chris.
Man, you should watch Mo Cheeks and Andrew Tony walk to the subway with his hat on.
Wow.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that was cool stuff. Yeah, Johnny, I love you.
Yeah.
But once again, Ike's right. Without Ben, you're good. He might carry it as 6 games, JoJo. Horford ain't going to be able to cover nobody on Boston in the 4th spot. There's no shot.
Well,
it's over.
Chris, the reality, but hang on a second. The reality was that you were going to be, relatively heavy underdogs in playing the Celtics with Ben Simmons, right?
Oh, I agree. No, I don't disagree. The kid, though, when he's on, he's just on, man. He cuts down lanes. You see stuff that if you watch all the time or you go to those games, you see stuff that he does that doesn't even involve the play, but they don't want to go near him when they.
You're right. There's things that don't show up in a box score that he does well. No doubt about it.
Here's my good thing, because I don't want to do like, championship or Super Bowl. How about this? I know it's bad, but you guys know me. I loved it when they were pelting Jimmy Johnson with snowballs, man. It was a blessed day. You guys have a great weekend. Give me some Ike juice on the way out.
Hook him up.
And once,
He must have been drinking that Ike juice.
Go first, Chris. Yeah, like when we talk about the moments that made you proud as a Philadelphian, as a Philly sports fan, it's not, oh, when they won the championship. No, it's like that. It's kind of a random moment.
Like eating horse bloop bleep on a
that did not
championship
make you proud.
Night.
Like one of the examples that I always think of is the night Osama bin Laden was killed. And I
saw that on Twitter.
Yeah, and the USA chants around Citizens Bank Park, Phillies Mets fans getting together. I mean, that was
you found out about bin Laden being killed while watching the Phillies Mets game.
Yeah, yep. which was just an amazing night.
It's a great one.
Sunday night, I remember.
It really is. The NFL draft's another great answer. Mm-hmm. Where it was like, wow, the aerial shots that were coming down. It's just like, it looked great. I mean, Philly really put on a great job. All right, let's go to Joe in Delaware. Joe, go ahead.
Hey, guys, love the show.
Joseph, what's up, man?
What's up, Joe?
Not too much. Ike, I'm a big fan, too. I'm a former 58 myself.
Holla at your boy.
Yeah. Hey,
what's up, 5'8"?
I always wanted to ask you. I'm a little older than you. I got in, reason I like the Steel Curtain was the first football that got me interested in watching it, and watching Jack Lambert was where I wore it. And was there someone that you modeled your game after?
Oh, LT.
Is that right?
Hmm.
Yes, sir. Loved LT as a kid.
Well, he was, wasn't he 56?
Yeah, he was 56. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I didn't necessarily wear his number, but LT was like the first player, you know, where I'm looking at a defense and I'm like, wow.
That's who you want to be.
Yeah, that dude is gotcha. He's special. I mean, gotcha. Once I realized I wasn't a special offensive player, yeah, LT. I mean, LT. Check this out, Joe. Brian Bosworth.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's another guy that I love when Bosworth was in college.
Is that why you did the 44?
Yes.
Because of Bos?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir. Because of Bosworth, yep.
That's awesome, too. And you know what? I just saw an old photo of you, Ike, wearing 98 for Tampa.
Atlanta.
Atlanta, I'm sorry.
Yes.
That was funny because I wore 98 when I was in college, too. That was I was on defense, and 58 wasn't available, so I went to 98. But
man, we may be related there, Joe.
We could.
Do you want to have dinner with Herb and Ike later tonight?
And Shirley?
That sounds like a party.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
Joe, did you have a proud moment?
I do, man. And this is, you're saying, like, not about championships, but so the 2008 when the Phillies won the championship. It was a great moment. Everyone's excited. And, you know, the crowd's still going crazy. You know, long after the game, they're preparing for the post-game ceremony. And they're coming out and they say, and now to present the championship trophy, the commissioner of baseball, Bud Selig. And also the whole crowd just turned and it was the greatest thing. I'd never forget. I was sitting on the couch and it warmed my heart. Just at the height of our excitement, as happy as we've been in the city for 28 years, the first championship, when someone that come out that deserved to be booed was introduced, he got what he deserved. So I was proud of the crowd at that point.
Love it, Joe. Appreciate it, man.
Love it.
That's like booing Adam Eaton at the ring ceremony. I mean, that's another moment.
Were you proud?
Oh, I was there. I was taking
You were
part.
Booing him.
Yeah, I was taking part in it. There's no better boo in my life than booing Adam Eaton at the ring ceremony.
Yeah, but like that's not what the ring ceremony is supposed to be, and I'm not blaming you.
He didn't deserve a ring.
Well, he shouldn't have been there because he knew the reaction he was going to be.
And he came out and he did that stupid wave.
And he deserved it. I know what he did.
He was he was the worst.
Yeah, I hate him.
Oh, he's going to get his ring.
He got his ring, and he got booed.
Right, he got what he wanted.
Yeah, he came out.
He got
snarky.
The boo so he could be like, yeah, I hate Philadelphia fans. Meanwhile,
I gave it to him.
Meanwhile, he got a 3-year, $24 million contract, and he sucked.
He's stealing money.
Stealing money. Mm. Let's go to Matt Norland. Matt, what's up?
I get to steal money.
Yo, what's going on?
Yeah, like you earned every cent that you made, man.
Man, even more than I didn't get.
You should have been a relief pitcher or something.
Howard Erskine.
What's up, Matt?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, man.
What's up, Matt?
I did want to tell you, John, my Twitter account is locked, so I can't DM you right now.
Why is it locked?
You know, I can't get into it, but I guess I tweeted about something political, and the president got me. He locked my account.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, and the only way they'll unlock it is if I delete the tweet, and I'm not deleting that tweet. I believe in it, and I don't care if he doesn't like it.
Well, you better open up another Twitter account then.
I guess so, or I'll have to email you or something.
All right.
So a couple things. Number one, I am one Ike juice in already, stateside.
They must have been drinking that Ike juice.
I think the air horn I hope they don't do it all the time. It's going to be really tacky if they do it all the time. I think.
And they did say that they put it down after Boone came out. I think that you can, yeah. like you said, you can use it in certain spots, but they'll shut it down if you're using it all the time.
Yeah, they should use it efficiently. Man, the way you described going to the mall was like really 1994, bro. I mean,
well,
wow.
Well, that's
you're,
when
you're grabbing a pretzel and sitting down. Like,
yes,
the local mall. I love it.
I used to. So I lived in where I could walk to the mall, right? So when we're 15 years old, me and the guys get the starter jackets on, and we're walking through the park and
looking at you guys.
Drinking 40s.
Legends. Legends of Willow Grove.
I've been screwed my whole life being short. No doubt. What's your proud moment, Matt?
I think definitely when Chase made his proclamation, I thought that was very silly. I thought that was about as silly as it gets. Really grimy, in your face. You guys are going to take this the way it is. And I thought that was awesome. Can I kind of say something about Ben Simmons, though?
Yeah, go ahead.
For sure.
He's soft.
Yep.
He needs to go. That's all there is to it. The kid won't shoot, and he's soft. I'm sorry.
He needs to go?
He needs to go.
Well, I agree with the first part about being soft. The second part, I just, like, you don't want to get rid of somebody that young with that much talent.
Yeah,
you got to figure it out.
What are you getting in return for Ben Simmons?
Not equal value.
Exactly.
If you can get equal value, you can get another young.
Yeah, if I can get Devin Booker, sure. Yes. Yeah, great. Yes.
Would you do that?
I said that 2 years ago.
I know you did.
But Monty Williams is smart enough to know not to do that.
Brandon Ingram?
In a heartbeat.
I know you would. I'm trying to think of who else that
in a heartbeat.
Where you would say no.
Jaylen Brown?
No. No way.
Yeah, I don't think Jaylen Brown. No, I would go Tatum. Well, I mean, hold on. Jaylen Brown's a good player. Because, see, here's what you got to look at. Forget about trying to get somebody who replicates Ben. You're trying to get somebody that plays well with Joel Embiid.
Right.
So Jaylen Brown's a guy that can get his own shot. He shoots from the outside. He's athletic. And Jaylen Brown could have been an all-star this year.
Little short.
You might be able to convince me with Jaylen Brown. I'm just not jumping at it. Jason Tatum, sure.
215-592-9494.
Would you go Tatum?
Well, yeah. There's no way the Celtics would do it.
Well, hell no. There's no way any of these teams would do it.
No.
You think anybody wants Ben Simmons?
Yes, but not giving up a young star in return.
Oh, that's the point I'm making. Yeah, nobody's
absolutely.
Giving up another all-star for Ben Simmons. Like, the Pelicans aren't going to give up.
Not a scorer.
Brandon Ingram, yeah.
No, they're not.
No, they got Lonzo Ball, who can't shoot, but does.
Yeah, unfortunately he does.
Yes.
They'll throw up like a 2-for-13 burger on a Tuesday night.
But at least he'll shoot it.
He'll shoot. Lonzo's not shy about shooting. I wish Ben shot as much as he did. Today's show brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. If you want to join one of the greatest teams in the area, Chickies and Pete's is looking for new team members. You can apply at chickiesandpete's.com. We'll come back and we'll take your phone calls. Also, one of the city's all-time legends revealed that he tested positive for COVID earlier in the offseason. We'll tell you about that coming up next. Mark Sinrich on 94 WIP.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.